This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Michael Rubenstein, owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California. He's also known as the Rabbi Lawyer, and you can find him at rabbilawyer.com, as well as on Twitter, Facebook, and now on Instagram at Rabbi Lawyer. Mr. Rubenstein, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me again, Eric. It's so great to be back.
You bet, and it's a pleasure to have you back here on EPN. As you told us last time, you're known as the Rabbi Lawyer. For the sake of some of our newer listeners, can you elaborate on what area of law you focus your practice on?
Sure. Well, PI, or personal injury, is a broad category of law. What it is that I do is I represent people who are injured through the negligence, carelessness, or other wrongful conduct of others. Most common example is automobile accidents here in Los Angeles. We are seeing more and more motorcycle and bicycle accidents, too. Last week, I had two inquiries of pedestrian collisions with cars, pedestrians walking in the crosswalk, hit by drivers turning. My practice also focuses on slip and fall cases. Los Angeles, for some of your listeners who may not be aware, Los Angeles is especially notorious for its decaying sidewalks and other urban infrastructure. Recent class action settlement with the city of LA requires the city to spend $30 million a year for the next 30 years to repair the sidewalks, which are in horrible shape. My practice also involves dog bites. In fact, as I told you last time, my first client was my daughter, who got savagely attacked by a dog a couple years ago as we were taking a walk in the neighborhood. So that runs pretty much the gamut of my practice. Like I said, PI is a broad category of law, and it's my pleasure every day to represent clients who are injured.
And certainly a need for your services without a question. Now, we definitely did get some great feedback and participation since we last had you on EPN. Give us an update on some of the cases that you've handled and successes you've experienced since then.
Well, thanks for your kind words. Well, recently I settled a very contested slip and fall case here in Los Angeles. The client had some bad foot injuries. He was walking on the sidewalk, and the property owner actually hired a plumber to install a new sewer line on the property. Unfortunately, the plumber didn't have any permits or anything like that to do the work, and he left the area very dangerous. He left some construction materials there that were concealed. He did not do a good job of restoring the sidewalk back to its normal walking and navigable condition. My client tripped and fell and really got banged up and hurt his foot pretty badly. So we were able to resolve that case through litigation. Client was very satisfied. Another client I had recently was in a terrible car collision towards the end of 2015. My office was able to resolve it and get his substantial medical bills paid off. Those bills were close to $30,000. They were all paid off. We recently did a trial for another client. That was a great experience, and the judge even complimented me on that case. It's always pleasant to get words of encouragement, especially from judges. I have many other active cases that are pending now in litigation. Those include bicycle and motorcycle collisions, as well as car accidents, and slip and falls here in L.A. And one of the most rewarding aspects of this job, Eric, is when a former satisfied client refers me another case, whether it be a colleague, family, or friend. Thankfully, I continue to receive these referrals from my previous clients.
And that's some good stuff right there. Now, Michael, you sound passionate about what you do. It certainly comes out in your message as well. What is it about this area of law that so interests you?
It's a great question, Eric. It's a question I get a lot. Last time I was on your show, I told you how my 5-year-old daughter was attacked by a dog a couple years ago as we were taking a walk in the neighborhood. I had an epiphany on that day that regular everyday people are getting hurt in L.A. Since that day, several of my relatives have been rear-ended by texting drivers. Another one recently got sideswiped when the other driver made an illegal turn. So great people are getting hurt every day. And something I've noticed is that insurance companies try hurting them even more. I'm proud to stand up and fight and take the fight to these insurance companies, making sure my clients get the compensation they deserve. For example, I recently had a case with a client who was in a 3-car collision. The insurance company offered him very, very little money, so we filed a lawsuit on that case. That case is still pending. Insurance company actually just called me this morning. They want to resolve that case. They realize they have a fighter on their hands. And so I don't just sit back and let my clients accept lowball offers. Sometimes with insurance companies, you have to fight and you got to get aggressive, and that's something that I try to do here. And it's something that I'm going to continue to do to make sure negligent drivers are held accountable for their wrongful behavior.
Today we are joined by Michael Rubenstein, owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but just don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/ePodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Mr. Rubenstein, you've been practicing law for several years. What are some of the trends you've noticed as a personal injury lawyer in Los Angeles?
Well, as I just mentioned, one trend that's not going away anytime soon is insurance company chutzpah. They still try getting away with all sorts of shady behavior. They take your money. They don't pay out unless someone makes them. But besides for insurance company chutzpah, we're seeing more and more issues involving technology in cars. For example, automatic braking is going to be standard in all cars by 2022. Some manufacturers are actually promising to roll this out sooner. We've all read about self-driving cars. They might be on the horizon sooner than we think. Backup cameras will be standard in all cars starting next year. More and more cars are coming now with lane departure assist technology. These are all really important safety improvements, but what I tell people is that these improvements do not replace an engaged driver. So all of these kind of bells and whistles are there to help prevent accidents and help ensure safety, but they're not there to do the driving for you. So drivers still have to drive and pay attention. I'm also seeing more cases involving Uber and Lyft and some of these other ride-sharing companies. You know, these companies are really, really expanding quickly, adding more drivers to their network. That means that there's more accidents involving them, so we're seeing more of those here in L.A. Unfortunately, Eric, something we're still seeing a lot of is texting and driving. In fact, In 2015, last year, over 18,000 drivers were killed in the United States in traffic collisions. Sadly, that's an increase of 2,000 from 2014. So the numbers are going up. The number one cause, according to law enforcement, texting and handheld device use. It's the new drunk driving that was so common in the 1980s and 90s. Texting and driving is an epidemic. It's got to stop. Another issue that we're seeing more of is people using Snapchat and some of these other mobile apps. Snapchat actually has a common feature where you can take selfies, you know, those 10-second video selfies, and there's a little device on Snapchat that you can use that measures how fast you're going. It can detect the speed. Unfortunately, that creates an incentive for people to speed up while they're taking their selfies, and I've read some reports that law enforcement across the country is trying to clamp down on this. They're trying to get Snapchat to remove this feature because it's leading to a lot of accidents in Los Angeles and beyond. So my advice to people is don't do it. Wait till you get out of the car to do the Snapchat or take the selfies or check Facebook or play Candy Crush.
Very interesting information on the trends that you have noticed as a personal injury lawyer there in Los Angeles. Can you give our listeners some parting advice, Mr. Rubenstein, on how to best avoid accidents and some of the other scenarios that you've mentioned?
Sure. Well, as a personal injury attorney here in Los Angeles, Eric, I've come to realize that the word accident is actually a misnomer. A colleague of mine told me it was a term invented by the insurance companies to avoid assigning blame to people. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but the truth is in every one of my cases, a wrongful act can be isolated to be the cause of the collision or harm. So it wasn't really an accident. It was somebody did something that they shouldn't have. For example, someone picked up his cell phone and checked Facebook. As a result, his car veered into the adjacent lane where he hit a motorcyclist. Someone tripped on the sidewalk because the municipality didn't repair the defect in the sidewalk when they should have and when they knew about it. So accident is sort of a misnomer. What it really is negligence, and it was avoidable. In most cases, it is avoidable. True accidents probably occur. I just haven't seen one yet, and I truly hope none of us ever do. So parting advice to your listeners, Eric, remember this. Picking up the phone and texting where it's illegal doesn't make the resulting harm an accident. Running a stop sign or speeding doesn't make the resulting collision an accident. Be careful. Stay alert. Put your phone down. You could help prevent serious consequences here in Los Angeles or wherever it is you're driving.
And I couldn't agree more with what you just said. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Michael E. Rubenstein online and how they can be in touch?
Sure. My website is rabbilawyer.com, RABBILAWYER.com. They can follow me on Twitter at Rabbi Lawyer, on Facebook at Rabbi Lawyer, and now on Instagram, hashtag Rabbi Lawyer.
Once again, Mr. Rubenstein, it has been our pleasure to have had you back with us. Continued success, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Michael Rubenstein, owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California. And once again, for more information and for contact, simply visit rabbilawyer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.